30 Seconds Part 2 benefit.
Eric Bogosian also tomorrow night. And more of the protests from New York City.
Pages.
Majority Report, Air America.
You damn kids! Now I've got your damn Air America frisbee?
That's right! Now you can get Air America Radio t-shirts, frisbees, hats, stickers, and more. All at airamericaradio.com.
An Air America teddy bear, travel mug, baseball jersey, messenger bag. I'm not even a liberal, but I could carry my hate literature around in that.
So log on to airamericaradio.com and wear the air.
Meet Randy and Joe.
How's it going?
Hey, everybody.
Randy just replaced the tires on the family car.
They were shot.
So did Joe.
Mine too.
But Joe got his tires changed on a Sunday.
On Sunday?
Got free mounting.
Free?
Plus, his were installed by a certified technician.
Certified?
That's because Joe went to Sears Auto Center.
I should have gone there.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center now through September 7th for our biggest Michelin sale of the year. All Michelin tires are on sale at their lowest prices of the season. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. No park protests. A federal judge has ruled that two protest groups cannot hold a demonstration in New York City's Central Park the day before the Republican National Convention starts. The judge says there are serious questions about whether the park's great lawn can safely accommodate 75,000 people expected to attend the rally. The anti-war group Answer Coalition and the National Council of Arab Americans had asked the judge to order the city to issue a permit for the protest. City officials have said the lawn would be ruined by such a large event. The protest groups counter that tens of thousands of people gather on the lawn for musical concerts every year. And just before the Republican convention starts next week in New York, the city's fire and police unions are asking President Bush to intercede with Republican Mayor Michael Bloomberg to help them get raises in a contract dispute. In a news conference with the World Trade Center site as a backdrop, the union said they sent a letter to the president August 17th seeking his help and support. The unions, which have not ruled out staging an illegal strike or sick out during the convention, have been working without a contract for more than 2 years. The four-day convention, in which Bush will be nominated, begins a week from today. Former U.S. Labor Secretary Robert Reich says businesses will exploit what he calls new loopholes in the federal overtime rules, which take effect today. Reich says American businesses want to keep wages as low as they possibly can to stay competitive. He says that means the Bush administration is likely way too low, with an estimate of 107,000 white-collar workers losing overtime eligibility. Reich, who's advising the John Kerry campaign, was in the Clinton administration, says the rules redefine the term executive to include even manual workers who sometimes supervise only two or three people. He says another 1 or 2 million so-called team leaders who don't supervise anybody will lose overtime eligibility by being reclassified as administrators. The Bush administration says about 1.3 million people earning less than $24,000 a year will get overtime protection. President Bush today denouncing attack ads by outside groups, whether their targets John Kerry or Bush himself, and he's calling for a halt to all of those efforts. Bush calls them bad for the system. He spoke to reporters at his ranch in Texas, responding to a question about the ad accusing John Kerry of lying about his war record in Vietnam. Bush said, "I think Senator Kerry served admirably, and he ought to be proud of his record." Democrats criticize the president's remarks as too little, too late. Kerry's aides and campaign argue the commercial that challenged Kerry's war record was false, and they say it fits the GOP pattern. Senator John McCain subjected to a similar attack 4 years ago during the Republican primaries. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Get ready. The revolution is about to start. The revolution begins on August 24th when Artemis Records will release the all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle. The revolution starts now. The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can pre-order the CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss The Revolution. Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records will be on sale August 24th, but you can listen and order it today at www.airamericaradio.com.
Revolution starts now.
LendingTree.com presents How to Get Out from Under Debt. First, take an average guy.
Hello.
Then add some credit card debt, a car payment, and a student loan.
How?
To get out from under all this debt, get a debt consolidation loan from LendingTree.com, where banks compete and you choose the loan that's right for you. Call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com.
Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
Thank you for allowing me to vent my disgust with the Bush administration.
Everyone's calling Air America Radio.
I'm a Chicana, so it's not like my parents were middle class or anything like that. They were also farm workers. But, you know, there was light at the end of the tunnel.
866-303-AAR0.
That fundraising and the Dean campaign was one of the few times I've been excited by an electoral development in the United States.
We're listening.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Happy Monday. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. I want to welcome a new station. Another one, 1290 AM WLBY in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Welcome aboard, folks listening on that particular broadcast outlet. Glad you're here. The phone number, if you would like to participate in a more direct manner, is 866-303-2270. Last Friday, I was trying to figure out who it was that came up with the idea, the term, Fourth Estate, for news media. And Jim in Memphis was kind enough to do some research, apparently. Edmund Burke, around 1750, said there were three estates in Parliament. But in the reporter's gallery yonder, there sat a fourth estate, more important far than the other three. And Henry Fielding, also in the 1750s, said, quote, none of our political writers take notice of any more than three estates, namely kings, lords, and commons. Passing by in silence, that very large and powerful body which formed the fourth estate in this community. The writers. So there you have it. Email from Jim, also in Tennessee. Mike, I wonder if you saw the taped footage of George Bush departing Air Force One to board Marine One helicopter on his way to Crawford, Texas for vacation. The footage was aired on Fox News at approximately 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time Thursday, August 19th. We assume it was aired without a preview, considering the nature of its content. It depicted a, quote, reeling, staggering, and bobbing George Bush, end quote, as he descended the steps of Air Force One and walked across the tarmac to Marine One. We think that anyone who views this footage would conclude that he was extremely inebriated.
He barely managed a, quote, mangled salute, end quote, to the soldier at the foot of the stairs. It was an incredible display. We never saw it again on any of the three major cable networks. Please see if you can contact other news outlets or news pools for covering Bush's campaign to obtain this footage. Blah, blah. I sent an email to David Brock yesterday to make sure that someone with Media Matters was informed of the event. Please spread the word to Air America. I didn't see it. It could be George Bush under the influence of alcohol, or it could be George Bush under the influence of the psychoactive drugs that apparently he's taking. Not that there's anything wrong with that at all, except for the fact that it's, George Bush. Did you watch Keith Olbermann tonight on MSNBC? By the way, that's the second best news show on television, the first being, of course, The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. But Keith had Glenn Hiller on from Berkeley Springs, West Virginia. He's the man who... Well, this is interesting. The newspaper, not newspaper, but AOL News, which is almost... contradiction in terms, but AOL News, the headline says, graphic designer fired after heckling Bush. Heckling. Asking a question, you see, to some people is heckling. I wonder why Kerry, when Kerry makes these public appearances, although Bush's are highly scripted and closely controlled, not unlike the rallies that you see in any totalitarian state are controlled. And Kerry's are not. But wouldn't it be interesting if Kerry had people locked up or taken away or fired? This guy was fired from his job as an advertising and at an advertising and design company. The man said he was told he'd embarrassed and offended a client of that company who had provided tickets to the event. Glenn Hiller of Berkeley Springs, West Virginia. He was escorted from Hedgesville High School on Tuesday after shouting comments about the Iraq War and the failure to find weapons of mass destruction there. Then the crowd turned on him and started chanting four more years. The next morning he went to his job. He said he was shocked to learn he was fired. Hiller said they, referring to the company, they see my actions as negative. There's no venue for the regular guy to ask a question. We don't have access to people in power, and those events are completely scripted and controlled. Now, tonight on Keith Olbermann's program, he said he did not fault the woman who owns the company for whom he works. He said he understood. He said, I understand. It was a client that called in. I've had that happen to me. I've lost many, many, many radio stations because I'll be doing the program and somebody will call in, some advertiser, on a small station. That's what I like about Air America. Most of the stations that this company uses are in major markets, where they're kind of immune to that sort of nonsense. But I have worked the program. My program has been carried in the past on small market radio stations around the country. And the local car dealer gets pissed off about something I've said, and he'll call the station manager and say, "You get that boy off our, or I'm going to stop spending $80,000 a year with y'all." And usually that's what happens. So I understand what Mr. Hiller goes through. Last month, Charleston, West Virginia City Council apologized to two protesters who were arrested for wearing anti-Bush T-shirts at another one of Too Stupid to Be President's rallies July 4th. The pair was taken from the event in restraints after revealing T-shirts with Bush's name crossed out on the front and the words "Love America, Hate Bush" on the back. They were charged with trespassing. You know, it goes on all the time, right? It's not even a story anymore. You go to a Bush political rally, you will cheer the would-be Fuhrer, or you will not be there. By God, it's that simple. You will be screened. You will be told what you can say, what you cannot say, the volume at which you are to say it. And there will be people in the crowd watching you. And if you do not... absolutely lockstep with everybody else, you will be removed, and you may be arrested, you may be fired, you may be jailed, whatever. And people wonder why guys like me on the air talk about the sheep, the American sheeple, the Republicans who are just totally brain dead, who are so willing to allow that to happen in their midst, to participate in it. To drown somebody out who's asking a very simple question. Mr. Bush, you're a liar. There were no weapons there. There's no nothing there. You're a liar. How do you answer the charge, Mr. Bush? You're a liar. What can one person, right? You have a rally of hundreds and hundreds of people. What can one person? How irritating is one person? Oh, well, a couple more months, and this will be over. One way or the other, it'll be over. Bulletin from Missouri and Michigan. Those are two states expected to have two of the closest contests in the presidential election. I don't know why. But they were among 22 states to lose jobs in the month of July. Now, in June, the number of states with shrinking payrolls was 12. July, 22. That's according to the Labor Department. That's according to Elaine Chao's Labor Department. The truth is probably much higher than 22 states. But these are the 22 they'll admit to. Missouri, which Bush carried by 80,000 votes out of 2.5 million cast in the 2000 election, lost 52,000 workers from payrolls in July. And in Michigan, which Al Gore captured with 51% to 46% in 2000, Michigan lost 25,000 more jobs. It's incredible to understand, too, that people who are losing their jobs, people whose economic future is being clouded, if not destroyed, people whose constitutional freedoms and rights are being trampled on by the Ashcroft Justice Department, a certain percentage of those people will vote to put George Bush back in office. It's staggering. That's something I don't understand. I don't care how many books I read, like What's the Matter with Kansas. I've never been able to handle that. We have a break coming here very quickly, but I need to tell you all something. We're going to talk about this Swift boat crap tonight, and then that's it. We have wasted, we being the American public and media. Of course, media is are nothing but waste anyway, television media. It's a total waste. But we're going to talk about it tonight for a little while to sort of tie up the loose ends. And then, barring some horrendous revelation, it's a topic I'm not going to revisit again. It's a waste of time. There's nothing unusual about what the Bush crime family has done here by bringing this issue up here at the end of summer, towards the end of summer, the run-up to the Republican convention. So we're gonna talk about it. I've got some things to say about it. Maybe you do. We're going to talk about it a little bit tonight, and then that's the end of that topic forever, I hope, certainly on this program. Quick break. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio Network. Slavery, if it was worth a dime, you'd bulldoze your own backyard and you'd come for mine. You're a nation of sheep, you live by a handful of pigs. You're a nation of sheep, live by a handful of hogs.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it is been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
There's a terrible affliction plaguing Americans. It's our number one emotional problem, the failure of relationships, dating, and marriage. At Theradate.com, we're a group of licensed and certified mental health professionals who have decided to do something about it. A revolutionary matching and compatibility system, originally available only for use by therapists, is now available to the general public. Theradate.com is not a casual dating site. It does not use personality profiles or other pop psychology gimmicks. It is a matching system utilizing over 80 years of psychological research. We ask questions the way therapists do to get to know their patients. We ask the questions that truly determine who is the best match for you. Theradate.com is now accepting free registration for a limited time. Log on to Theradate.com to try Theradate's unique matching system for free. If you're tired of being alone and truly want to bond with someone for life, log on to Theradate.com. That's Theradate.com. For unlimited time, it's free to join our totally unique service.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives, blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Past the hour, you know, this controversy, and I hate to use that word because there's no controversy, but this stench about caused by the Swift boat veterans for truth, it's gotten to the point where I'm feeling a kind of, I hate to admit this, but a weird mixture of contempt and sadness. Yeah, sadness for these poor, pathetic rogue operatives who call themselves the Boat Veterans for Truth. Apparently, these are men whose lives are very easily bought. These Swift boat veterans. They're so willing to attack other men who, like them, fought in a war that most people knew was wrong. But these rogue operatives display their lack of courage. Every time one of them appears on a television program, And very quickly turns into a prostitute for Karl Rove. I hate them to the bottom of my heart, but I'm starting to feel just kind of a sick sadness that we have a society that can produce this kind of sellout, political sellout. It's disgusting, the whole thing, the whole topic, the whole issue. I thought I had seen pretty much the nadir of political slime over the past 20, 25, 30 years. But this event has been astonishing, just astonishing to me. And after tonight, I just don't want to talk about these sad little men any longer, these Swift boat veterans. They are a pimple on the ass of the history of this country, if that. When this election's over, everybody will forget them. They'll crawl back into the woodwork where they came from. These are rogue operatives who are so willing to shill for the cowards and draft dodgers who now lead this country, who giggle while others die, who talk about democracy and justice while other human beings are being ripped to pieces, Americans and Iraqis and Afghans. So we'll talk about it a little bit tonight, and then we're finished. And keep in mind that this has played out, this whole topic, just the way Rove wanted it to play out. And the culmination was George W. Bush. Was it today, Kathy, at his ranch? Yeah, we've got some sound for you. Bush standing there making his comments. But this is exactly the way Rove wanted this to play out. Rove is a perverse genius. He really is. You know, he's just a perverse genius. He's another one, a very sad, terrible, terrible human being. But he's in a position of extreme power. But the dirt and slime and filth that a Bush operative, Rove, has once again tossed at an honorable man has made an impression, hasn't it? Huh? It has had an effect on the public. Some people will be turned off to the point of not even bothering to vote. Some, those who are cowards themselves, are going to be influenced by this garbage to vote for Bush. Some of the fence-sitters who have no spine, no backbone, nor no honor, no ethics themselves will go for this. This is who Rove tries to target. But there's nothing shocking or unusual about this. This is the way the Bush crime family has always operated, going all the way back to their dealings with the Nazi war machine in the 30s. This is just how the Bush crime family operates. Slightly below the radar, hiring others to do the scut work, casting doubt on the activities of honorable men and women against whom a Bush family member could never measure up. People like Anita Hill, or Dukakis, or Clinton, or John McCain, or Max Cleland, or John Kerry. These are men and women whose dignity and honor and education and service to this country and sense of justice is utterly and absolutely foreign and alien to any member of the Bush crime family. They don't know how to attack honorable people. They don't know how to compete with honorable people, so they attack them. And what we've witnessed with this hideous, disgusting Swift Boat Veterans for the Truth debacle, it is the absolute low point. It is typically Bush crime family. It's dishonorable. It's unethical. It's immoral. And to think that our country, think for a moment about the quality, with their faults, the quality of the people who put this republic together and what they wanted in our system. Yeah, they were white supremacists at the time. They were gender specific, no women, no people of color. Okay, landowners, white. But they laid the foundation, didn't they, with their documents and their ideas. Compare what they laid down in New York and Philadelphia and various points in the Northeast during those 10, 15, 20 years when this republic was put together. Compare that to the Bush crime family, to what they consider to be appropriate activity, appropriate political action, the best way to further the goals of the United States of America. Compare the two. I dare you. I dare you. Well. Oh, and one of the thugs who worked with Bush's campaign has left because, yeah, he was involved in the Swift Boat Veterans campaign. This guy, Ken Cordier, a Bush supporter. Remember, nobody in the Bush campaign was involved in the Swift Boat Veterans. Yeah, it was. So he has been asked to leave the campaign. According to a spokesman, Steve Schmidt, for the Bush campaign, Ken Cordier did not inform the campaign of his involvement in the advertisement being run by the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. Because of his involvement in this group, He will no longer participate in the steering committee. Now, this comes, of course, one day after Scott McClellan, speaking for the Bush crime family, denied that the campaign worked with the group on the ads. So they are liars, but they are very typically Bush. Stick around. We're going to talk about it a little bit, and then we're going to move on. I'm Mike Malloy, Air America Radio.
Get ready, the revolution is about to start. The revolution begins on August 24th when Artemis Records will release the all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle. The revolution starts now. The New York Times says, Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says, Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can pre-order the CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss The Revolution. Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records will be on sale August 24th, but you can listen and order it today at www.airamericaradio.com.
Revolution starts now.
Are you sure a big conservative man like you is comfortable having a liberal woman like me ask him out?
I'm fine. Just because I'm conservative doesn't mean I don't know how to act around a broad.
A broad?
The Republicans are coming to town, and we want you to have lunch with them. From August 30th to September 2nd, Time Out New York and Air America are sponsoring Take a Republican to Lunch Week.
Let's try to find a wait person. Do you see a wait person? This restaurant is always short on wait people.
Oh, come on. It's waitress or waiter, for God's sake.
You people always bring God into it.
Visit Air America Radio. To find restaurants offering a 10% discount for all political antagonists. Then read up on the issues, make a reservation, enjoy your lunch, and phone Air America Radio to say how it went.
Would you like the soup or the salad?
Well,
she'll have the soup.
You Republicans are always taking away our right to choose.
Remember, if their mouth is full, there's no room for their foot. So log on to airamericaradio.com and join us for Take a Republican to Lunch Week. Make the fat cats even fatter.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Unfiltered.
Coming up on the next Unfiltered, we've got your back during the bushwhack. Stephen Taberge is here to tell us how the ACLU will provide a sane sanctuary for RNC protesters during the Red Scare. Make sure those who serve and protect don't become those who swerve and eject. How mad is your square garden?
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
7 before the hour. If you're just tuning in, this will be the last night we're going to talk about the Swift Boat Veterans Karl Rove slime team. They have had more than their 15 minutes of notoriety, and they've accomplished pretty much what Karl Rove sent them out to do. But, you know, I agree with Elaine who wrote this to me. Wouldn't you think that Bob Dole would know better than to follow the rest of these creeps concerning Kerry's war record? Now Dole is calling on Kerry to release all his records. Why don't some of these idiots call on Bush to release his? Well, you know, Bob Dole, a spokesman for Viagra and a guy who could look in the camera after Britney Spears danced across the screen and... Was it Britney Spears, Kathy? And make some kind of a lewd comment. Oh, it's a Pepsi ad? Okay. But he was a spokesman for Viagra, too. Yeah. Speaking at his Texas ranch today, too stupid to be president, says he has condemned the Swift Boat Veterans ads. I'm going to play some sound for you here. One reporter cited the ads and asked, when you said you wanted to stop all, Bush responded, all of them. That means that ad. And it didn't take Scott McClellan more than 30 minutes to tell reporters that when Bush said that ad, that did not indicate a repositioning on the issue. In other words, McClellan's right there saying, no, wait a minute. I'm not going to overrule Karl Rove. That's not what the Fuhrer meant. Okay, let's listen a little bit of this, okay? A little bit of the press gaggle, press availability at Prairie Chapel Ranch, the Potemkin Village down in Crawford, Texas, where too stupid to be president tries to hide from horses. Here he is answering reporters' questions about the lying anti-Kerry Swift Boat ads. Bush backers claim this sound clip proves that Bush is denouncing the ads. Does it sound like that to you?
Why would you denounce the charges that your supporters are making against
Kerry? I'm denouncing all the stuff being on TV on the 527s. That's what I've said. I said this kind of unregulated soft money is wrong for the process. And I asked the Senator Kerry to join me in getting rid of all that kind of soft money. Not only on TV, but used for other purposes as well. I frankly thought we'd gotten rid of that when I signed the McCain-Feingold bill. I thought we were going to, once and for all, get rid of a system where people could just pour tons of money in and, not be held to account for the advertising. And so I'm disappointed with all those kinds of ads.
Yeah, sure you are, George. You're just so disappointed. And the reporter said, why don't you denounce? Why won't you denounce the charges that your supporters are making against Kerry? And but this is what Rove has told Bush to do. Get out there and talk about all the ads, all the 527, IRS 527 category ads. Don't talk about the fact that the Kerry ads put together by 527 corporations are all factually correct. The ones put out there by Karl Rove are lies. Very simply, right? But the American media, as whorish as it is, they say, well, you know, we got to present both sides. Why? If I say that reports are circulating that George Bush has sex with sheep, is CNN going to put that out there? I'm a media guy. I've got a three-hour program every night. Peter Jennings only has 22 minutes. I have 3 hours a night. So if Al Franken and Randy Rhodes and I sit down and talk to each other and say, hey, did you hear George Bush has sex with sheep? And Randy says, no, does he? And Al Franken says, oh, I don't believe he has sex with sheep, does he? And I say, well, I've seen it. I've seen it on websites. What? Is Franken and Rhodes and I, are we going to go on the air that night or that morning or that afternoon and say, guess what? We've heard that George Bush has sex with sheep. On the other hand, there's an argument being made that no, he doesn't. Reports say George Bush has sex with sheep. Now, who are the reports coming from? Well, in this case, it'd be Al Franken and Randy Rhodes and Mike Malloy. And what's Rhodes going to do? Is she going to go on her program and say, you know, reports are circulating that Bush has sex with sheep, but we have Abe Klonovitz here who says he's heard that Bush doesn't have sex with sheep. Huh? You see how it works? It is so easy. It is so easy when you can intimidate MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, and when you own Fox. Now, Franken or Rhodes or I, we don't own them. We can't intimidate them. We're not Karl Rove. But we could do that, couldn't we? Throw in Liz Winstead, get a whole bunch of people here at Air America talking about Bush has sex with sheep. And Janine, lead up to our program. Janine could say the last 5 minutes, well, Mike Malloy's up next, and he's going to dispute the claim that George Bush has sex with sheep. You see what I'm saying? Another reporter down at Prairie Chapel asked about the ads. The reporter says, it's present some Republicans like Bob Dole and some Republican donors like Bob Perry have contributed and endorsed the message of these Swift Boat Veterans for Truth ads. Would you encourage Republicans not to give to...
I don't think we ought to have 527s.
Oh.
I can't be more plain about it. I hope my opponent joins me in saying, condemning these activities of the 527s. I think they're bad for the system. That's why I signed the bill. McCain-Feingold. I've been disappointed that for the first, 6 months of this year, 527s were just pouring tons of money. Billionaires writing checks.
Oh, of course, he doesn't mind the billionaires who write checks on his behalf, though, or come to $50,000 a plate Bush fundraisers, right? What did he say? That's why I signed the bill, McCain-Feingold? Oh, that's right. Yeah, George was a real advocate of that, wasn't he? He got McCain and he got Russ Feingold and he said, boys, sit down. I want you to go write some bipartisan legislation, put a stop to the soft money nonsense, and I'm going to sign it. Now, hurry up. Go do that because, I want to get the corruption out of our political system. I'm George Bush. Now, he talked about events other than Karl Rove's slime machine. This next one has nothing to do with the Swift Boat ads, but listen, as Bush previews his Republican campaign speech, at the convention, in the next two clips here, can you believe he's so delusional he actually thinks foreign affairs have improved since he and his cohorts stole the executive branch of government? He says they've improved. Either he is delusional or he thinks we are. There is no alternative. There's just those two choices. There's no third alternative. The reporter says, how is work coming on your convention speech, Mr. President? What should we expect from it? Are you worried about violent protests at the convention?
I want to talk about what I intend to do. We've got a great record when you think about it. Led the world in the war on terror. The world is safer as a result of the actions we've taken. Afghanistan is no longer run by the Taliban. Saddam Hussein sits in a prison cell. Muammar Gaddafi's gotten rid of his weapons. Pakistan's an ally in the war on terror. There's more work to be done in fighting off these terrorists. I clearly see that.
Unbelievable. I'm not even going to take it apart. Afghanistan is no longer run by the Taliban? Yeah, it is. All except Kabul. The entire country is run by the Taliban. You moron. That's why Afghanistan, once again, has the largest opium crop in the history of the universe. That's the Taliban. Oh, it's not? Okay, it's the warlords. Saddam Hussein sits in a prison cell. Well, that's certainly an improvement. I feel a lot safer because of that. Manuel Noriega sits in a prison cell, too. Ferdinand Marcos is dead. Jesus, I feel safe and secure. Don't you? Muammar Gaddafi has gotten rid of his weapons? Wow. What? Bush has a great record on foreign policy. We're hated around the world. Our athletes can't even wear the uniforms without fear of an attack. Bush has become a walking, talking, stumbling, bumbling recruiting poster for foreign terrorists. We've got a holy war going in the Middle East. We've lost key allies in Europe. Oil prices have skyrocketed. And this guy says we've got a great record. Still answering the same reporter's question about his convention speech. Now he moves on to his glorious domestic record. See if you can count the how many lies and half-truths and misstatements in this 30 seconds. He really is delusional, isn't he, if he thinks this record is something to brag about?
When you think about domestic politics, we've faced a recession, had tax cuts that encouraged economic growth and vitality. We've helped reform an education system with the No Child Left Behind Act. We've formed Medicare, first administration ever to get Congress to move forward on Medicare reform. We got the Trade Promotion Authority to open up more markets for U.S. entrepreneurs and farmers and manufacturers. We've had a great record.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We faced a recession. No, you caused it. Tax cuts that encourage economic growth? Where? Where? For the top 5% of income snatchers? Okay. What about the other 95% of us? You've reformed an education system with No Child Left Behind Act. School district after school district. States are bailing out because it's bogus. You've reformed Medicare? How? By forcing old people into HMOs that aren't going to pay anything? You've got a great record? Oh, my God.
New York City, September 4th at Town Hall. Mother Jones Magazine presents The State of the Union, an evening of uncensored political comedy to benefit uncensored, uncompromising independent media. Starring Air America host Janine Garofalo and Liz Winstead. Bipartisan smartass Will Durst. Comic artist Ward Sutton, Eugene Merman, and friends. Tickets through Ticketmaster. More information at MotherJones.com.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects if you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, musculoskeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems. Call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
The presidential election is just around the corner. The right has their propaganda. Make sure you have yours. Northern Sun can help. For over 25 years, we've been supplying the American left with t-shirts, bumper stickers, buttons, and a whole lot more. Do you think we need a president selected fairly? Tell your fellow Americans with a bumper sticker. Redefeat Bush in 2004. Do you think we need a smarter president? Say it with a t-shirt. Somewhere in Texas, there's a village missing an idiot. Do you think we need an honest president? Tell him with a bike sticker. Bush lied, thousands died. With hundreds of bumper stickers, buttons, and American-made t-shirts, Northern Sun can help you wear your thoughts on your sleeve, car, or bicycle. Visit northernsun.com or call 800-258-8579 for a catalog. And if your group has a unique message, we can custom print it on shirts, buttons, or bumper stickers. Remember, regime change begins at home, so let's vote Bush out. Call 800-258-8579 or visit northernsun.com. Thank you, and God bless the whole world. No exceptions.
guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
Sometimes when you don't measure, you just shuffle kids through. Then you wake up at the high school level and find out that the literacy level of our children are appalling.
Oh, my God. I don't know which is worse, the economy or the environment, his foreign policy, his education program leaves all children behind. It's designed to destroy the public school system. He's cut vets benefits, senior benefits. His drug card is a joke. He's got no health care plan. His energy policy, we can only guess, boils down to letting Halliburton drill wherever they want to. Today he's cutting overtime pay for 6.5 million American workers. Great time to do that, huh? Jobless rate, still up there. He's proud of his record? Why doesn't John Kerry have a 25-point lead? Oh, that's right. This is the United States. Finally, reporter asked about the proposed plan to reconfigure the CIA. Now, this is something about which George Bush knows nothing. If you asked him what the initials stand for, CIA, I doubt if he could answer you. You remember when he talked about the International Atomic Energy Agency and kept calling it the IEA or the EAEIOU or the UAW or the BLM or the BLT? Anyway, here's a reporter. Intelligence Committee Chairman Pat Roberts, Mr. Bush proposed a bill to radically restructure the intelligence community, splits up the CIA, gives complete budgetary authority to the new NID, as well as personnel hiring and firing authority and more, takes a number of intelligence collection agencies out of the Pentagon and transmits them over to the NID. I wonder, what do you think of that proposal?
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen his proposal. He was on TV yesterday morning talking about his ideas. I'm sure he's going to send it over to us to take a look at it. There's a lot of ideas moving around. And so we're looking at all options, including the budget option.
What?
All aimed at making sure that me and future presidents have got the best information possible.
Brilliant answer, Bush. Yeah, we're looking at all options. All aim to making sure that me and him and her and them and over there got all the future presidents or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, he was on TV and it kept interrupting me because I wanted to play Game Boy. And Carl kept coming in, or was it the other one? Karen, the one that wears the dress and smells like baby powder. One of them kept coming over and tell me I'd watch television. I didn't want to watch it. I don't want to watch that stuff. I want to play the Game Boy. I'm going to go cut some cedars. I like cutting cedars. Right around my pickup truck. And talk to those cows. You know, I like talking. I had somebody out here at the ranch one time. See, I talk like this when I'm down here. When I'm anyplace else, I talk like Connecticut. But I was telling somebody about talking to them cows. You know, I go for a run in the morning. I sometimes talk to them.
A fella runs some cows on our country. I love to go walking out there, seeing the cows.
Doesn't he talk to them, Kathy?
I see the cows lying down. It's a pretty good sign. It means they're pretty healthy. I love to go walking out there, seeing the cows. Occasionally they talk to me.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Okay. Joby is calling, I hope I'm saying that right, from San Diego. Joby, welcome to the program.
Mike.
Joby. Am I saying it right, Joby?
No, it's Job from San Diego.
Job. Hey, Job. Welcome to the program.
Hi. I wanted to be the first to welcome you to San Diego, but it looks like they're only covering your show on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, are you doing a show Saturday and Sunday, or is it just like a rebroadcast?
Probably be what they call the best of, where our crack production facility in New York City calls out. See, it's kind of cool because that means in San Diego, you folks won't have to listen to all the crap. You'll be able to hear the good. You'll just hear the good stuff.
Great. Well, I'm glad you're finally putting the Swifties to bed. I'm so sick of hearing about that.
Oh, God, I'm just so over it. It's been so effective, hasn't it? Look how we have spent, all of us, all this time either getting thoroughly pissed off or watching it on television or listening to people scream and screech, looking at the ads, while in the meantime, the really important issues have just been wiped off, just completely wiped off. I hate it when I'm a part of that, and I'm a part of it every time. You know what I'm saying? I guess I'm like everybody else. If I see somebody having their leg chewed off by a leopard, I guess I'm going to stand and watch. Hey, look, there they got the tendons. Oh, look at all the blood. You know, I guess that's a human part of being human, I guess. Karl Rove is at his best, when he's redirecting our attention away from the issues that George W. Bush can't handle and into stuff like this from 40, 35 years ago. It was astonishing. When Karl Rove dies and goes to his Christian hell, Satan is going to appoint him first deputy, I have no doubt.
Well, the main reason I was calling actually is about this overtime issue.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's talk about it.
Well, luckily, I'm not an attorney or anything, but it looks like in California, I think the California law is going to override the federal law anyway. But I might be wrong about that. But this whole, you know, the Republican Party saying that 106,000 workers are going to be the only people affected by this. I mean, why do we need to even overhaul the overtime laws for millions of workers if it's just, you know, law that's going to affect 100,000 people?
Yeah, that's a lie. It's a typical.
And they know it.
Yeah, it's a typical Bush lie. As many as 6 million people are going to be affected. So, but this is something that business owners, National Association of Manufacturers, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce have been pushing. They pushed it during Bush 1, they pushed it during Reagan, and they just couldn't get traction. But with the Bush crime family now controlling all three branches of government, they decided to make their move now, so these rules go into effect. And it's a shame, but once again, the working class, the middle class, anybody who has enjoyed some time and a half or double time, it's gone now.
Shame.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Well, congratulations on your baby, and welcome to San Diego on Saturday and Sunday. You're in good company on Sunday with the Lutheran Hour at 7 a.m. So.
Thanks, Job.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Yeah, we're going to talk about the overtime rules that were knocked off the clock today. And also, next hour, also, like I promised, I'll take your calls on the Bush thing, the Bush Swift Boat thing, the Karl Rove slime, because this is the last night we're going to do it. And also, the involvement of our doctors as part of the torture in Iraq. We've crossed a threshold, folks. We have crossed a threshold, and I don't think we can get back from this one. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Former Nesquik powder users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
My son's only three, and he loves Ovaltine. His eyes aren't even open in the morning, and that's what he asks for. If I'm going to give him a chocolate drink, I'd prefer Ovaltine because of its nutritional value. It's got more than Nesquik. Ovaltine's a necessity on my grocery list, right next to milk. When we're shopping, my son even picks out the Ovaltine can.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Hey, today's the day. Don't miss another moment to talk to your doctor about Cialis. Because Cialis is here. Find out today if a free sample of prescription Cialis Tadalafil is right for you. You can learn more about Cialis by visiting www.cialis.com or by calling 1-8774-CIALIS. Cialis is here. Are you ready?
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Too little, too late. Democrats are criticizing George W. Bush today for his comments on the TV ads attacking John Kerry's war record. Democratic Party Chairman Terry McAuliffe called it too little, too late. Bush today denounced the ads that questioned John Kerry's Vietnam War record and all the other attack ads by outside groups, but he again refused to single out the ads by the group of Vietnam veterans. The Democrats' campaign has accused the veterans group of running a smear campaign on Bush's behalf. These ads contend Kerry lied about his record and didn't deserve his Purple Hearts in Vietnam. Bush said today Kerry served honorably in Vietnam, but he says the debate should be about who will best lead America in the war on terror, not about war service 4 decades ago. And Bush says the anti-Kerry ad, plus all others, by ostensibly independent groups are bad for the system. Bush says he, too, has been victimized by such ads. An Army reservist charged in the prisoner abuse scandal in Iraq says he will plead guilty to some charges. Staff Sergeant Chip Frederick says in a statement, "I have accepted responsibility for my actions at Abu Ghraib prison." He says he'll be pleading guilty to certain charges because he concluded his actions were a violation of law. Frederick's with a military police company based in Maryland. He's among the reservists accused of abusing Iraqi detainees at the Abu Ghraib prison. Frederick has a hearing tomorrow in Germany. The U.S. military says airstrikes in the Iraqi city of Najaf targeted militants who'd fired on American troops from near the sacred shrine there. Militiamen loyal to radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr have said the attacks damaged a wall of the Imam Ali shrine compound, but U.S. officials deny that. Al-Sadr's followers are holed up inside that shrine. American forces have been locked in fierce combat with them today. A Marine spokesman says militants within the shrine compound walls fired mortars at the governor's office in Najaf. Unions today protested the new overtime rules given out by the Bush administration. Several hundred union members marched outside the Labor Department in Washington to protest the new overtime rules that took effect today. Protesters wore union T-shirts and chanted, "Come on, all you billionaires, give us wages that are fair." Two senators pledging to roll back those regulations when Congress returns from recess. The Labor Department says the new rules clarify previously confusing one, but the unions say they're meant to help companies cut costs by reducing the number of workers eligible for overtime. There are varying estimates of how many workers will lose their overtime eligibility under the new rules. The administration says it's only about 100,000, while the opponents in the unions are saying the number is actually into the millions. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Do your part to help the economy of Air America Radio. Log on to airamericaradio.com for t-shirts, hats, coffee mugs, tote bags, and more. Just click on our Get the Gear banner and spend, spend, spend!
Do you have an Air America Radio dog shirt?
Yes, we do have a dog shirt, but be careful how you say dog shirt. The FCC is listening.
Air America dog shirts. I really stepped in it now.
Air America radio gear. Wear the air.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Listen to Air America Radio whenever and wherever you want. We're available 24/7 on the internet. Just hit our website, www.airamericaradio.com. All you need to do is complete a quick online registration. Once that's done, you're ready to take us live. Air America uses the Real One Player for our streaming. www.airamericaradio.com. Streaming now, live, 24/7. www.airamericaradio.com.
Welcome back, 6:30 past the hour. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Thank you for joining us if you're just tuning in. Now, before we get to the cutback in overtime rules, just one other thing I wanted to touch on here, and I will take your call on the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth story. This will be the last night we're going to do it. One of the things Kerry is accused of by the Rove Bush slime machine is that he, Kerry, is soft on national security. He has not, never has been. Our Regina Bureau Chief, David, sent this in to me while George Bush was cashing out his Hakenstock. John Kerry was cutting off the lifeblood of international terrorism. That would be money laundering. In the 80s and 90s, Kerry was investigating and exposing, or attempting to, the BCCI racket. That's the Bank of Commerce and Credit International, BCCI racket, that catered to the Medellin drug cartel, the terrorist Abu Nidal. Those would go on to lead Al-Qaeda and even Saddam Hussein. As David writes, thanks to Kerry's diligence, BCCI was effectively put out of business. This was a decade before the Bush administration said it would go after the money laundering financiers of international terrorism. Now, as David points out, why not turn that into a 30-second commercial for John Kerry, a 30-second political ad? Well, the quick answer, David, is because nobody in the United States knows what the BCCI scandal was. My man, that was 15, 18 years ago. Nobody knows. There was a BCCI link right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Nobody knows who that scandal is. I remember in 87, 88, I was on the air here at WSB in Atlanta trying to explain that. That was a joke. Nobody cared. But in the book, Follow the Money, this. Now, just listen, a couple of sentences, and then I'm coming to your calls. By March 1988, Kerry's subcommittee had obtained permission from the Foreign Relations Committee to seek subpoenas for both BCCI and individuals at the bank involved in handling Manuel Noriega's assets, as well as those, handling the accounts of others in Panama and Colombia. Very quickly, though, Kerry faced a roadblock. Citing concerns that the senator's request would interfere with an ongoing sting operation in Tampa, the Justice Department delayed the subpoenas until 1988, at which point the subcommittee's mandate was running out. BCCI, meanwhile, had its own connections. Prominent figures with ties to the bank included former Budget Director Burt Lance and a bevy of powerful Washington lobbyists with close ties to President George Herbert Walker Bush, a web of influence that may have helped the bank evade previous investigations in 1985 and 1986, for instance. The Reagan administration launched no investigation, even after the CIA had sent reports to the Treasury, Commerce, and State Departments bluntly describing the bank's role in drug money laundering and other illegal activities. Now, this is the reason, you see, that Manuel Noriega sits in a prison in Florida. This is the reason we invaded Panama and killed anywhere from 2,000 to 8,000 Panamanians who happened to get in the way. Snatched Manuel Noriega because Noriega was ready to blow the whistle. He was a CIA operative who ran a country, which is what we have done many times. It's not just the Bush crime family that's done that. The Reagan crime family's done it. The Nixon crime family's done it. And on and on and on. But Manuel Noriega was ready to say, listen, here's the truth. George Herbert Walker Bush and I are partners in a drug money laundering scheme. Boom! That's the end of Manuel Noriega. And the BCCI scandal that Kerry was trying to investigate. Kerry was turning up just pile of rat dung after pile of rat dung, and each one of them had the handprints of George Herbert Bush. I'm telling you, the Bush crime family is the most sophisticated crime operation in the history of this republic. It goes on and on. It is multi-generational. It's not going to stop until these people are permanently removed from office. So, David, thank you for the information again on BCCI. I never would have brought it up. It is consigned to the dustbin of American history. It is not something one in a million Americans could tell you about. Not even the brief outlines of what it was about. Nobody, I will guarantee anybody listening to this program, you go on the street tomorrow and say, why was Manuel Noriega busted and put in prison? First of all, they're not going to know who in the hell you're talking about. Secondly, if you ask them what country he ran, they won't know. Third, they'll have not a clue, and they'll look at you like you're some kind of a gibbering maniac and cross the street to get away from you. But George Herbert Walker Bush and the Bush crime family were involved up to their eyeballs in cocaine, in drug running, in drug money laundering, on and on and on this crap goes. It never stops. Never stops. And they tried to turn it into,
it wasn't us. It was that governor of Arkansas. You know, what was his name? Oh, yeah. Billy Bob Clinton or something like that.
This is what they do. This is what the Bush crime family does. These people are gangsters. They are gangsters.
Oh, no, they're not, Mike. They're good, God-fearing, Christ-loving Americans, and you're just some sick, damn liberal who happens to be invading my radio tonight, and I don't like it. So wherever you get this information, where do you get this information? From Moscow?
Clint is calling from Michigan. Clint, welcome to the program.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Clint?
Oh, not too bad.
Oh, is this
to welcome you to Michigan. I hear you're broadcasting now.
Is this Clint from Dearborn?
Pardon?
Is this Clint from Dearborn?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's my main man, my correspondent. I'm sorry, Clint. I didn't realize it was you. My bad.
Well, I understand the extra burden now that you've got Molly, and well, I want to welcome her to the world.
Thank you.
And say hello to Kathy for me.
Hello, Kathy. Clint says hello. She waves back and says hello, Clint.
I'm glad to hear you're just down the road, so when I drive to the Ann Arbor campus, I can hear it.
There you go.
But what I was calling about is when I saw that you were going to talk about BCCI, I went into my bookshelf and pulled out the book on a full-service bank. I'm sure you probably read it.
I have not. I did not read it. I relied on, there were some good press reports of the BCCI scandal. Let me tell you, an organization that revealed a lot about what was going on in Central America and Panama and BCCI was an organization that I think has been driven completely underground. I don't even know if it exists anymore. It was based partly based in Miami. It was called the Christic Institute.
Yes, uh-huh.
Do you remember the Christic Institute?
I have a video by them.
Right. It was a liberation theology group. They were Christians in the true sense, Catholic influence. But what they were doing was trying to expose the filth and the crime and the murder being perpetrated in Central America by Reagan and Bush during the horrendous years from 1978 to 1992. So the Christic Institute, I used to get tons of stuff from them. I have not read the book you're talking about, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember with the Christic Institute very well, because I remember Daniel Sheehan exposing all the filth that we did overthrowing governments,
right,
you know, all over the world,
right,
for, you know, our corporate goals. And that's why this BCCI thing, I had to pick up this book, and I've had it for quite a few years. And it mentions John Kerry on it. And to me, that just shows to Americans that John Kerry really has been working for the people of this country for years, selflessly,
mm-hmm,
you know, trying to clean it up.
Yeah, and his interest in the BCCI thing, I believe, was initiated by his genuine desire to break up the Medellin drug cartel that was operating in this country with the assistance of Reagan and Bush's CIA.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a wonder that John Kerry wasn't assassinated. Let me put you on hold, Clint. I'll come back to you. A quick break here, folks. And Clint, we'll talk a little bit longer because I've taken most of your time here. Stay with us. Air America Radio, I'm Mike Malloy.
They arrested the mayor for an illegal bailiff, so the Empire State to Japan. And Oliver North married Green Sea Court and gave birth to little Tehran. And the Ayatollah aboard a nuclear warship. If he dies, he wants to go out of the sky. And there's nothing to eat but don't carry the stink of certain human waves dumping the Nile. For one thing, it's certainly true. No one here knows what to do.
The presidential election is just around the corner. The right has their propaganda. Make sure you have yours. Northern Sun can help. For over 25 years, we've been supplying the American left with t-shirts, bumper stickers, buttons, and a whole lot more. Do you think we need a president selected fairly? Tell your fellow Americans with a bumper sticker. Redefeat Bush in 2004. Do you think we need a smarter president? Say it with a t-shirt. Somewhere in Texas, there's a village missing an idiot. Do you think we need an honest president? Tell him with a bike sticker. Bush lied, thousands died. With hundreds of bumper stickers, buttons, and American-made t-shirts, Northern Sun can help you wear your thoughts on your sleeve, car, or bicycle. Visit northernsun.com or call 800-258-8579 for a catalog. And if your group has a unique message, we can custom print it on shirts, buttons, or bumper stickers. Remember, regime change begins at home, so let's vote Bush out. Call 800-258-8579 or visit northernsun.com. Thank you, and God bless the whole world. No exceptions.
What that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
It's about 21 past the hour. Back to Clint in Dearborn, Michigan, who contributes quite a few various and sundry articles to this program. Clint, go ahead. Put a cap on it for me. Thanks for holding on.
Okay. To tie all this together, talking about the BCCI, one of their chief clients was the CIA, and Noriega was involved with financing, helping us finance covert aid to the Afghan rebels, who are now Al Qaeda. So I just thought that was, you know, kind of important to, you know, for people to know that.
Well, it is, Clint, and I wish we had a media in this country that could put that into coherent sentences, short ones, that we common folk could understand. Because the BCCI scandal, in all of its octopus-like characteristics, was truly something that you needed about 10 flowcharts to understand. It was a very complex issue. And that's what, all my life, I always relied on media, especially newspapers, to provide for me is a digested version of stories about which I needed to know. And the BCCI scandal and Manuel Noriega and the Panama War and the whole Central American thing that occurred back in the 80s, late 70s to 1992 is something that common folk like you and me, unless we're willing to devote just inordinate amounts of time, will never fully understand. And yet the ripple effect from the BCCI is still, as you just pointed out, cascading around this planet. Everything from bin Laden to the Medellin drug cartels to the Afghan opium. It's just astonishing. But we're not, I don't know if it's just us Americans, Clint, or if it's everybody. We're not interested in knowing this sort of stuff and cleaning it up. I don't understand why, but I think you'll agree that's the case. But anyway, I'm glad that I'm glad you called in with the information. Thanks a lot, Clint.
Okay, and nice to have you on Air America.
Yes, it is. Good to be here. Thanks. You have a nice evening. Jamie is calling. He's our Illinois, one of our Illinois bureau chiefs. I think we got a couple. Hey, Jamie, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me on again. I just had a little breaking news out of Michigan.
Sure.
That I got today. I don't know if it's breaking, if everybody else has it. Anyway, the thing about Al Brooks Patterson a couple of weeks ago with the thing about Oakland County, Michigan, not...
Right. Don't fly the flags at half staff when a Michigan soldier does.
Yeah, I called... Okay, what the deal was, I've been downloading the archived shows. I was listening to... August 6th show when you were talking about that today for the first time at work, so I called when you gave the number out, and his secretary said he has reversed his position on that. They got a lot of phone calls, and so something's working.
I had heard that but isn't it weird that it took phone calls from people in Michigan and probably around the country to prevail upon this guy, that it took that rather than just a decent heart. I mean, in the first place, you know, every night when I'm watching CBS Evening News, Dan Rather does a 30-second thing now about one more dead American soldier, kind of like the New York Times did with little profiles of people that died in the attacks in New York, in New York. And little 20, 30-second blurbs about these people, since the Bush crime family won't allow us to see their faces or know what they were about or where they came from or how many children they had or were they married or did they have a mom and a dad, Dan Rather has been doing little 30-second blurbs. And, when I hear that, when I'm watching the news and I see face after face every night of American soldiers who are dying, and then I think of slime like this guy in Michigan who didn't want the flags flying because at half staff because he said that would put a negative spin on the war. People like that, I swear I'd like to meet them in a dark room sometime and have a discussion about that kind of an attitude.
Yeah, it's tempting, and I'm getting so outraged now, you know. There's some violent thoughts going through my head, especially, you know, I'm going to be in New York next week, and you know, but we gotta keep it cool, you know, we got to show that we're better than them.
Sure, I completely agree. It's just when people are able, like this Patterson guy, to figuratively, you know, squat over the corpse of an American soldier and urinate on that person's body or coffin or flag that drapes that coffin, that contains that body, I don't know how to react. I don't know how to react. I feel a rage well up inside of me that is just indescribable. And, I try to transcend it. I try to be zen about it and let it go and just realize that this Patterson dude is on his particular karmic path, and this is just what he does. You know, he urinates all over dead Americans, figuratively speaking, and that's just what he does. And it's not up to me to pass judgment or get enraged, but that's a very difficult attitude to maintain. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. In, you know, just a little bit of fairness, at least he did, you know, reverse his position. Well, you know, he's got to be reelected, I guess, so he had to do what he had to do. But I see your point about him, you know, what he did in the first place.
Yeah.
All that the suppression of dissent, you know, the loyalty oaths you got to sign at Bush rallies, too stupid to be president, that is, what, you know, all these things, Whoopi Goldberg, Linda Ronstadt, you know,
Yeah.
And one other thing, this is just a little thing, but it's typical of Bush. On his, okay, John Kerry's blog, on his official website, the John Kerry official blog, it's like a normal blog. There's postings, and then you can post your own comments.
Right.
Go to Bush's blog, guess what? You can't respond.
Right.
Just along the same lines.
Well, that's what totalitarians, I don't care if they're on the order of Mao Zedong or Joe Stalin or Nikita Khrushchev or Adolf Hitler or Idi Amin, it doesn't make any difference. Totalitarians, that's what they do. They will not tolerate dissenting opinion because dissenting opinion gives the truth to the lie that they're living. So I understand. I hear you. Listen, thanks for checking in, Jamie. I appreciate it. You have a nice evening, okay?
Yeah, you too, Mike.
All right, sir. All right, take care. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Ready, the revolution is about to start. The revolution begins on August 24th when Artemis Records will release the all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle. The revolution starts now. The New York Times says, Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says, Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can pre-order the CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss The Revolution. Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records will be on sale August 24th, but you can listen and order it today at www.airamericaradio.com.
Revolution starts now.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects. If you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, muscular skeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems, call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Ah! Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 service pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
I'm Mark Maron, and you're listening to an actual ad for Morning Sedition. Don't worry, we'll start getting some real publicity when we change our name to Al Franken's Morning Sedition. On Tuesday's show, we've got Tom Hartman, author of What Would Jefferson Do? He'll tell us about the political impact of the reptilian brain. No, not Cheney's brain, your brain. Tom Hartman, my weekly liberal confessional, and more on Tuesday's Al Franken's Morning Sedition.
On Air America Radio.
Before the hour. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. Just got an email from, who was it? Was it John in, let me see here. Yeah, John in Evanston, Illinois. Mike, you might let your San Diego listeners know that they can listen to the replays of your program each day on whiterosesociety.org. That's true. If you're listening in San Diego via the internet tonight and you heard that we're going to be on in San Diego, my program will not be available every night. It will be available on that radio station on Saturday and Sundays, but you can hear this program every single day by going to whiterosesociety.org and downloading it. Lowell is calling from Tampa. He's our bureau chief there. Hey, Lowell.
Hey, hey, hey. This is the Reformed Republican striking again.
Yes, you are.
And I'm not going to comment about the Swift Bowl ad thing because, frankly, I've heard enough of that. It's made me sick to my stomach. But you want something else to be pissed off about?
Oh, sure. I need something.
All right. Get a load of this. There's this guy running for Bob Graham's seat in the state Senate here.
Yeah.
His name is Peter Deutsch, as in Sprechensee.
Yeah.
And he's running these negative ad campaigns against his opponent, Betty Caster, who's also running for the same seat. And here's the thing, though. He's a Democrat. Can you believe this? I mean, after all the unity that the Democratic Party has put on at the convention and what have you, and since then,
yeah,
this guy's going to run ads against his opponent on her tenure when she was president at USF, talking about quote-unquote terrorist Al Arian, who was a former professor there.
Right,
there.
Right.
Linking ties with terrorism and what have you, and then linking her with that and not knowing all about this and blah, blah, blah.
Lowell?
And just a whole bunch of false ads.
Lowell?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you, both of these people are Democrats, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and the Al Arian story, I remember when that came out. As a matter of fact, I have a very close relative who wrote a couple of lengthy pieces about that for the Tribune in Tampa, and also for, I think she did some work for Time Magazine on that story. Now, my question to you is this. Which one of these Democratic candidates are suggesting that the Al Arian story was a lie?
That basically, that would be Deutsch.
He's saying,
in fact, it's in this ad that saying that... talking about her tenure as president and linking him to terrorists and what have you. And as far as we know, that the terrorist links have not been proven.
Right. All right. Now, let me ask you, how then is this a negative ad?
Well, from the fact that he's using smear-like campaign, smear-like tactics like...
is he lying?
Like you would expect to see in the Republican ad.
Okay, well, hold on. Is Deutsch lying?
To an extent, when he's using terrorist followed by Al Arian in the same sentence.
Okay, well, hold on. So I misunderstood you. Deutsch says Al Arian is a terrorist.
Yep.
And the woman that he's running against says he is not.
Basically, when Al Arian's tenure as a professor at USF occurred at the same time that she was president at USF.
Right. I understand. What I'm trying to get at, though, is the heart of your question, that you're saying that this guy's running negative ads. Let me end this discussion, because this is kind of getting boring. If whichever one of these candidates is willing to admit that Sami Al-Aryan was not and is not a terrorist, and in fact had his livelihood taken away from him because of political pressure, that's the person I would vote for.
Okay.
All right, let me move on. Thanks. I appreciate it. You have a nice evening, Lowell. If you're not familiar with that particular story, then really it just holds no interest. As far as running a negative ad, I don't think telling the truth is a negative ad. I don't. If it is not a parsed truth, you know, like saying John Kerry voted against all these weapon systems. Well, in the first place, if he did, I would bow down and praise him, because every dollar spent on weapons is another dollar taken away from social programs in this country, whether it's for elderly people, working class people, sick people, children people, whatever it is. But Kerry has never voted against specific weapons programs. Look, Kerry has as much influence on him by corporate America as any other politician. He's just not a psychopath like Bush. Kerry is not, so is Clinton. I mean, Kerry is not some big social reformer. If you want that, you would have voted for Dennis Kucinich or Howard Dean. But that's not what we did. You see, we voted for John Kerry. Kerry's the standard bearer. But don't kid yourself, truth seeker. Or let somebody else kid you. Kerry is no more of a leftist or a liberal or a communist or whatever the hell the proper term is, or a progressive, than the man on the moon. He is a decent man, but he is a typical political candidate without the craziness like the Republicans put out there. He's kind of like Clinton, kind of like Gore, kind of like the Democratic Leadership Conference, the DLC kind of candidate. He's not Kucinich. He's not Dean. He's Kerry. In fact, he's not even Gore. You know, he's Kerry, which is okay, because the alternative is Hitler. Or worse. So you paid your money and you take your choice, but don't please, let's not the thing about negative advertising, when they take a John Kerry and say he voted against weapon systems, no, he didn't. He might have voted against a particular defense spending bill because he, Kerry, thought it was too big or larded with too much fat to go to the military-industrial complex or whatever. But John Kerry has never, nor has any senator, ever been presented with a spending bill that targeted one single weapons system. Never. Not once. Not ever. Even the so-called Star Wars or SDR or missile defense or whatever the hell you want to call it, Reagan's comic book fantasy from the 80s, even that was usually disguised and included here and included there. A negative ad is not an ad that speaks a broad truth. A negative ad can have parsed truth that makes literally no sense on its own. John Kerry voted against weapon systems. Oh, did he really? Well, let's talk with Kendra in Portland, Oregon, who finally made it through. She's been trying for days to get through. Kendra is the woman who was hit. The picture circulated around the internet. Kendra was a woman who was hit by, or whose mouth was closed by a Bush supporter. Kendra, I'm glad you made it. The problem we were having is apparently the Portland, Oregon radio station delays our program until 10 p.m. local time rather than carrying us live. So that's probably why you kept getting just a phone ringing and ringing. But welcome to the program.
It's nice to be here. Thank you.
So, you know, I'm sure you've been asked this as many times as you talk to somebody in media, but we'd like to know what happened. I saw that picture of this woman with her hand over your mouth. At that point, I think I would have bit her all the way down to the bone and tendon.
I've gotten a lot of that back. Portland police are pretty quick to jump in onto those things, though. And I was actually, when the police hauled her out, I thought they were coming for me just for doing nothing. So it was, we were out there, and this is a woman who had, one of my witnesses even had an encounter with her all day long. She had gotten there, had a sense that, you know, basically, F you, Mr. President. And she tried to tear it away from him, and he resisted and was able to actually keep his sign. And then, like, apparently all day long, from what I was to understand, she's been, was just spitting off religious rants to a lot of people. She had two children with her, in fact. And she was ranting to some guy that she was screaming, waving her hands. I was about 5-10 feet away. And she said something about how we should support our president in the world. And I was like, or our president in the country. And I said, well, maybe we should support the entire world. And I used the F word somewhere along the line. And she proceeded to, like, yank off my bandana off my face, push me and tell me to watch my mouth. And then I said, I have, you know, it's my right to free speech. And she didn't quiet me. It wasn't, everybody has been saying it was, she silenced me. She hit me in the face.
Oh,
like,
she hit you.
With the palm of her hand right on my jaw.
Have you filed any sort of a civil suit against her?
I have been, I believe it was Friday, I was in the Beaverton Police Department trying to file charges. And I was looking at, I was hoping it would go for assault and harassment. I've spoken to a couple people and looked into what the, what will go under those. And from what I understand, that does. But apparently the police only put it in under harassment. And I just found that out today. So I'm going to call up the city attorney and complain about it. Because she had previously pushed me and then did that. Like, if you was in the photo holding me up, it's my brother that had to hold me up from falling on the ground.
All right. What about, if not a civil suit, what about a criminal? Have you filed a criminal complaint? Let me tell you, here in Atlanta, if I'm walking down the street and walk past somebody and say, hey, get out of my way, you old bastard, the fact that I use the word bastard constitutes what they call here in Georgia a terroristic threat. It has nothing to do with terrorism. It just, it's called a terroristic threat, and that is a misdemeanor punishable by up to a year in prison. So do you have the same situation in Portland?
It wasn't a civil suit. I thought it was criminal. I filed charges to try and get her either jail time or duty or get some, her to have to pay this back somehow. Because in Portland, when we have protests, whether it's for May Day or we had a big one right after the war was announced, protesters get pulled. I mean, you could be doing absolutely nothing. They will cuff you. They will pepper spray you here, and they will throw you on the ground for doing pretty much nothing as long as they think you might be on the other side. And she was pulled out of the crowd, talked to, and sent home. And everybody around was screaming to arrest her, and I honestly thought they were coming for me for some reason. I was just like, I am not going to get arrested today. So I've tried to file charges, and I guess it's under harassment. And now, after I find out what happens with that, I'm going to see about going for a civil suit against her.
Good idea. Listen, Kendra, please stay in touch with us and let us know how this works out, will you?
Oh, definitely. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Thank you, Kendra. I appreciate it. You take care.
All right, you too. Bye.
All right. And don't forget, Kendra, next time you call in, you have to call between 7 and 10 Portland time. I didn't know they were delaying the program out there. Oh, well, whatever's fair, right? Quick break. We'll be right back.
This year, you are going to quit smoking. Whether you've said it for years or you're trying for the very first time, there's a revolutionary new system that's guaranteed to help you succeed or your money back. SmokeRx has a 95% success rate, so we guarantee that you'll be completely smoke-free and cravings-free in as little as 1 week. Unlike gums or patches, SmokeRx is a complete system that includes natural herbs to curb your cravings safely without nicotine. Best of all, SmokeRx starts to work immediately. Come on, aren't you willing to give yourself 1 week to quit? We're so confident that SmokeRx will work for you that we're giving away a free month supply with all of today's orders. Whether you're doing it for yourself or for the ones you love, SmokeRx is the fast, guaranteed answer. In as little as 1 week, you'll kick the habit for good or your money back. Call now to receive a free month supply with your order.
To order risk-free, call 1-800-305-2704. That's 1-800-305-2704. Call 1-800-305-2704 now.
Get ready. The revolution is about to start. The revolution begins on August 24th when Artemis Records will release the all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle. The revolution starts now.
Yeah, revolution starts now.
The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can pre-order the CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss The Revolution. Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records will be on sale August 24th, but you can listen and order it today at www.airamericaradio.com.
Revolution starts now.
What that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Welcome back. It's about 10 before the hour. Vince is calling from Saginaw, Michigan. Is that right, Vince?
Oh, yes, Mike.
Hey, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Mike. I'm so glad I got satellite radio. You're terrific. Another thing that's really great, I think, that you're on in Ann Arbor now. That's going to fire up a bunch of college kids. That's a really good town.
Yeah, that's a great city. I've gone to their is it spring or is it fall? God, I'm drawing a blank.
The Ash Bash?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like April 1st. That's where I went undergrad. That's a great place for you to be. Those college kids are going to go out there now, I think, and really try to, you're going to get them fired up.
That's good.
Anyway, I just have a comment about what I think is another sign of Bush's demise. For the last few years or so, you know, the economy's been terrible. This convenience store I own has been bad. You couldn't give it away if you wanted to in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, lately, like, some people have approached me about buying, and people have been buying other stores in town. And for the last couple of years, no one wanted to do that.
Yeah.
And some people told me, some prospective buyers said that they believe that working class people will be doing better in the next couple years or so, and they wanted to go ahead and buy now because they believe that Bush is going to lose and working class people won't be struggling as much, and they can buy stores, they believe, like now for about half of what they may cost next spring. So I think that's another sign that Bush is not going to win. So, you know, pretty knowledgeable people, good businessmen, have the impression they're putting their money where their mouths are and going ahead and spending some money because they think they've had like a six-month window since last spring until November or so.
Well, I hope you're right, Vince. I hope that sort of mindset is out there, that people realize that the biggest boost to this economy would be to dump Bush, get him the hell out of office legally and peacefully, if that's possible, but get him out, because this man has done a $7 trillion turnaround on this country from black ink to red ink in less than 4 years. He is a threat to this republic. He's a threat to global stability. But if that sort of attitude is starting to take hold out there, that Bush is toast, and therefore the economy is going to come back, I agree with you. That's a good sign. I hope that's the case. I hope it's the case.
I think there are going to be a lot more people who vote this time. I think there are going to be a lot of working-class people who vote who don't usually vote. I don't know if they're reflected in those polls they take.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would, I've said it before on this program, as you know, any working class, so-called working class or middle class American, anyone who makes, let's say, on an annual basis, less than $100,000, hell, less than $75,000, all the way down to the lowest rung of the economic ladder, anybody in that group that votes for Republicans as they are presently constituted is cutting their own throats. They're just literally cutting their own throats because, the Republican Party is never going to get rid of legal abortion. The Republican Party is never going to push gays back into the closet. The Republican Party is never going to do those things that they keep telling working and middle class people that they're going to do in order to get their votes. It's not going to happen. And I hope that in so many so-called battleground states, people realize that their economic safety and future, their social safety, is at stake here.
I think it's too bad there isn't more outrage about the war, but I think there are going to be a lot of people just really outraged about this economy.
Well, and the Bush crime family, other than using the war as a political issue, and even then they keep it vague. It's a war on terrorism, which is an impossible. There is no such thing. That's an oxymoron. It's a contradiction in terms. You can't wage a war against an abstract concept. It can't be done. You can only wage war against other people or other nations. But this war has been kept so off the radar scope, except when the buildup to the invasion, when all the networks were just going almost orgasmic, they were like acting like they were in the heat of sexual excitation when they were getting ready for the build up to this war with all their drum beats and their anchors just salivating and frothing at the mouth. But now that we're in a war that is horrible, nobody knows it. This is literally worse than Vietnam. We tried to operate for 12 years as if there was no war in Vietnam. And that's what drove Lyndon Johnson out of office. You can't do that. The only people making a sacrifice in this country right now, right today as we talk, are the people who are contributing their sons and daughters to this vicious machine that is chewing them up. The media has been fixated on this wall-to-wall Vietnam swift boat coverage, and they're covering the wrong damn war. The violence in Iraq keeps getting worse. Have you heard anything about that lately? No, of course not. There are a couple news blurbs. But that's to thank Karl Rove. That's good work. When Rove dies, I've said this before, Satan's going to pinch off his head and toss it for the demons to use as a soccer ball in hell. This guy just personifies evil. He's much worse than Lee Atwater ever was. It's incredible. But I think, Vince, that's the reason we don't hear a lot about the war. It's because we don't know. Unless we have a son or daughter who comes home dead, or a husband, or a wife, or a father or mother who comes home dead in a box. We don't know. There's no war. What war? What the hell? What? Where? Is there a war somewhere?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And as far as the up to 30,000 Iraqis or who knows what the figure is that we've killed, there is some kind of, somewhere, someplace in this universe, there is justice for that. There is a terrible swift sword of justice. You can't go around killing people the way this administration kills people and expect not to have some sort the second time I've used this word tonight, some sort of karmic balance take effect. It can't be done. It simply can't be done. And usually when a nation does this sort of thing, the swift sword of justice hits the entire nation, even though you and I are not sending people off to die and kill. So it's weird. It's mega weird. It's beyond weird. It's just I don't know. He's got to go legally and peacefully, I hope.
Yeah, well, Mike, thanks so much for taking my call. I love
Absolutely.
Your show. And
Thank
the people
you, Vince.
I know love it, too.
Thank you, Vince. I appreciate that very much. You take
thanks
care.
Thanks so much.
All right, sir. Pam is calling from Southern California. Pam, I've got time to say hello, and then I'm probably going to have to put you on hold and take commercials and then come back. Are you there?
Hi, Mike. I'll hold.
Oh, you'll hold? Okay. Let me put you back on hold. We'll come back right after the break. And then we'll talk to DJ and George and Pamela and David and Dennis and anybody else who wants to join in. Next hour, we are going to talk about this horrendous situation of American doctors assisting in torture, assisting in the abuses in Guantanamo and Afghanistan and Iraq. Just when you thought it couldn't sink into a deeper moral cesspool, we get this story. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Stay with us.
Honey, this stuff is useless. I can't get this shower clean.
Well, try some of that other stuff instead.
A good dose of this ought to do it.
What is going on in here? You didn't mix those two chemicals, did you?
I don't feel so good.
People don't always use common sense. Fortunately, there's a healthcare company that does. United Healthcare. Make fewer copays for maintenance drugs online. We fill gaps in care others might miss. And when you call, a real nurse is available 24 hours a day. United Healthcare. It just makes sense.
Are you a Giants fan in Cowboys territory? Are you a Dolphins fan who feels like a fish out of water? Are you a Rams fan, butting heads in Steelers country? Relax. With Sirius Satellite Radio, you can listen with pride to the entire NFL every week, everywhere. And now, Sirius is available at Radio Shack. No more hiding in the back of the sports bar like a wounded animal getting peppered by beer nuts. Mr. NFL Nomad, this is your world. Sirius Satellite Radio, now at Radio Shack.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush is calling for an end to campaign ads run by independent groups. Bush said that includes the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth ads that accused John Kerry of lying about his military service. The president said his Democratic challenger should be proud of his war record, but he stopped short of condemning the charge that Kerry lied about his actions in Vietnam. The Kerry campaign said Bush needs to go a step further. Vice presidential candidate John Edwards says Bush needs to demand that the ads no longer appear on TV. And three veterans who served in Vietnam with John Kerry are coming out against the Veterans for Truth ad campaign. One of them is Rich McCann of Chagrin Falls, Ohio, who supports Kerry after serving with him in Vietnam.
We were in firefights together. I found John Kerry to be an honorable, brave individual. And I said it in 1969, I'll say it again today. If I had to go back up a river and come under fire, I'd warn John Kerry watching my back.
And Rhode Island Congressman Patrick Kennedy says the president has no credibility when it comes to the issue of military service.
To take on a decorated war veteran, call into question his heroism, and this is by someone who never even went to Vietnam. I find it incredible.
Kennedy says while Kerry went willingly, George Bush, quote, opted out of Vietnam and looked for every way he could to get out of serving. U.S. forces have launched new assaults against suspected Shiite militants holed up in the Iraqi city of Najaf. At least a dozen blasts shook the holy city as military aircraft and ground artillery launched strikes on rebel positions. The U.S. has been trying to end a standoff with rebels who have been hiding out inside a mosque. In New York City, a judge has ruled that protesters may not hold a rally this Saturday on Central Park's Great Lawn, but Answer Coalition spokesman Brian Becker says demonstrators will gather anyway.
And the people are coming to all parts of New York, and people will gather in places that they have traditionally gathered to exercise free speech, including Central Park. And I think that's the road that we know the people are on, and we will be with them.
A ruling is expected later today in a separate lawsuit filed by United for Peace and Justice, which wants to hold an even larger rally on the Great Lawn this Sunday. A federal survey of gas prices shows the first increase in more than a month. The Energy Information Administration says the national average went up 0.9 cents in the past week to just over $1.88 per gallon. The West Coast has the highest average price of $2.02 per gallon, while the Gulf Coast region still has the cheapest gasoline at $1.80 per gallon. According to the LA Times, ABC is considering getting rid of Monday Night Football after the 2005 season because it's been losing $150 million a year on the broadcasts. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and YSE.
This November, America's most important decisions will be made. You should be involved.
I care about education and national security.
You can go online to learn about the candidates and their positions at dnet.org.
I care about my mother's social security.
The League of Women Voters will help you learn what you want to know.
Count me in. I want to be a part of America's most important decisions.
This message brought to you by the League of Women Voters and the National Association of Broadcasters.
Did you know that on average, a woman with a college degree makes less than a man who drops out of high school? Hi, this is Sheryl Crow, and I'm a feminist because I believe in radical concepts like equal pay for equal work and equality in general. So why is it that women are 51% of the population, yet only 14% of Congress? Why do most health plans cover Viagra, but not birth control? And more importantly, how do we fix that? Well, first, you register to vote. Go to feminist.org to register online. That's feminist.org. Then forward the link to all your girlfriends and be sure to vote November 2nd. Remember, women are 51% of the population, so when we vote, we have the power to change the world.
Sponsored by the Feminist Majority Foundation, a 501c3 organization that does not oppose, support, or otherwise endorse any candidate for public office.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Tuesday on the Al Franken Show. In an uncertain world, gold has been a safe harbor of security for millennia. Should you invest in gold for your own security and that of your loved ones? Some experts think you should. Join me and my guests Dahlia Lithwick from the New York Times, Bob Zummerby from the Daily Howler, and Joseph Minton, the visionary genius behind Sweet Jesus, I Hate BillO'Reilly.com. That's Tuesday on the Al Franken Show.
Welcome back, 6:30 past the hour. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. Of course, it's a toll-free call. Pam has called in from Southern California. It's been holding on. Pam, thanks for your patience.
Hi, Mike. No problem. Actually, I called in to talk about one thing, but I want to touch base on something else because you just mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about the greatest sacrifice, and those are the parents of the young people overseas. My son is career Navy, and he's on his way back. He was off the coast of Iraq, the tiny little bit of coast that they have, and he should be getting home to his wife in Japan pretty soon now. But I am all for the troops, and I am so totally against the war.
I understand
that. There should not be a conflict there.
No, there shouldn't.
But that's just an aside. The reason I called is to make a suggestion about ads, since the country seems to be basically so dumbed down. There seems to be no intellectual curiosity. Everybody listens to a few sound bites or some sleazy black and white ad. I think we should maybe move on, should do an ad in cartoon form. Jib Jab was a real big hit online with Woody Guthrie's song.
Right.
Maybe that would get the attention of the voters.
You know, that's a great idea, getting away from the standard visual fare that's put out there. So many of us, when we see that stuff now, we do kind of tune it out. It does have, all research seems to indicate that negative advertising does have an effect, but that's the key. The two key words in advertising are repetition and irritation, and that's
yes.
It. You know, and that's for real. That was written in a book by Jerry Delafamina, who was an ad man in New York for years and years and years. But the two key words are repetition and irritation. You think about the commercials over the course of your life that stay in your head. They're the ones that you swore.
They're the most irritating.
Right, the ones you swore you'd never buy the product. So, but I like your idea. Put something out there. Get Trey Parker to do some, you know, South Park. Trey Parker, do some commercials using the kind of animation that he uses in South Park. Get David.
Didn't Michael Moore?
Yes.
Talk to him in.
Yes.
Yeah.
In Fahrenheit 9/11. Also, I'm sorry, Bowling for Columbine.
Right, that's what I thought.
Yeah, also, you know, get David Lynch, the guy that, you know, weird old movie director.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah, get David Lynch, who did, you know, one of my favorite movies of all time, Blue Velvet. Get Lynch to do something, to do a commercial. There's so many ways to do this, and I really fault my side. I don't give a damn about the other side, but I fault my side for not displaying some creativity here.
Yeah, we need to. We've got to do something to get the attention of people who are so accustomed to just the sound bite.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Pam, good idea. Thanks for sharing it with us. You take care. Have a nice evening, okay?
You do too, Mike. Thank you.
All right. You bet. George is calling from Maryland. George, welcome to the program, sir.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
You know, I just received the Iraq Coalition casualty count from today. And so far today, there's 265 U.S. Americans that have been murdered. The U.K. has 33. The rest of the coalition has,
George?
177, bringing the total to 1,096, or
okay.
Actually 66 other coalition members.
George?
One thing I wanted to say
George.
Is about this movie.
George?
Hello?
Yeah, hold on a second. I keep saying George. I guess you didn't hear me. You had a wrong number there. You said 265. You mean 865 Americans?
No, 965.
Okay, 900. Right. I got you. But you said 265, and I was trying to stop you there.
Oh,
because,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's approaching 1,000.
Okay.
All right.
It's 1,096 total. With all the coalition
right.
or the coalition of the willing
right.
total.
Right.
What I wanted to really say is about that movie Outfoxed and their terminology of what they use, some people say.
Right.
You know, my thing is, you know, when you use that type of terminology, some people say, can I say, some people say, you know, you can use that for anything. Some Swift Boat members are staying at the ranch in California, and they're staying in the barn, and they are, you know, making the sheep scream.
Hey, George,
how far can you take that?
Yes. Earlier this evening, you must have missed it during the first hour. That's exactly what we talked about.
I know.
You know, if I and Al Franken and Janine and Randy all sat around and said to each other, you know, I think George Bush is having sex with sheep, and then we went on our respective programs tomorrow and said, well, there have been media reports of George Bush having sex with sheep. Saying that would be essentially absolutely true, because all four of us are involved in media, and we were talking about reports that we made up about George having sex with sheep. So you can see, obviously, you're making the same point, how easy it is to put something like that out there about, say, oh, I don't know, John Kerry and the Swift Boat Liars for Bush.
Right.
I gotcha.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
All right, George. Thank you. Appreciate the call. A couple of people have seen that outfoxed on the DVD. I guess that's the only way you can see it right now. And it's out in New York, Kathy says in my headphones. Okay, I understand that I'm in it. You know, I had my experience with John Kasich, the former Ohio congressman who does, or did, I don't know if he still does, From the Heartland on Saturdays or Sundays on the Fox Toilet Channel. And I went on that program after turning Fox down many, many times because I literally hate them. I mean, just I despise what they represent. And got into it with some little twerp name. Was that Hugh Hewitt? Is that who that was, Kathy? You know, these two pasty-faced white men who look like they just crawled out from under a stump somewhere. And I knew not to go on there. And we started talking, and I pissed them off because I was beating them to death with the truth and hammering them with honesty and righteous comments until finally Kasich said something real nasty to me, and before I could respond, they cut my mic in New York. So, but they didn't cut the camera, so you can see me taking the microphone off and walking out. But I've never, the other item about Fox News that I wish media in this country would report it on more. 80% of the people who got their news, who claim that they get most of their news from Fox, got it wrong on Iraq. They believe that, you know, one of the four lies that Bush put out there and still do about our reason for killing people in Iraq and sending our young men and women to go die. It's astonishing how Fox News Channel promulgates and promotes and wallows in ignorance, lies, and, oh, never mind. Pamela is calling from Brooklyn. Pamela, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Hey, Pamela.
I can hardly hear you, Mike.
Well, you're going to have to make do, sweetheart. What's up?
Okay, I was just calling. First of all, it's just such a refreshing to hear you say you hate them, because I hate them with a vengeance.
I know.
I really hate the Republicans.
I hear you.
Anyhow, my thing is, this morning I was listening to Unfiltered on Air America,
uh-huh.
And this guy was calling from one of the battleground states, and he was saying that this Swift Boat ad is making some inroads in Kerry's lead that he had,
uh-huh.
And it is having an effect. And I just want to make another point. I was so disgusted yesterday when I saw Bob Dole on TV making putting in his seat.
Wasn't that sad?
I don't know where he came from. You know, where has he been all these? You know, suddenly
yeah.
He just turned up.
Right. Well, it's very sad that somebody like Bob Dole, and by the way, there's no question that Bob Dole suffered some severe wounds. All I have in World War II, all I have to do is look at him. But one of the, and I don't mean that disrespectfully, but there was question about one of his Purple Hearts too. And but can you imagine?
And he said Kerry didn't bleed.
Yeah, he didn't bleed. Isn't that nice?
That was the most horrific thing I've ever heard.
It is.
And it's so disgusting, you know. And all I can say, Randy Rhoads was saying today, probably Bob Dole is trying to get Lily Dole, some other, you know,
Probably.
Some office. I don't know.
Probably so. Pamela, got a break here. Thanks, dear. I'm glad you called in. You take care. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Propaganda, propaganda. Try and convince the folks that beach is never sandy. You can convert into lies what they've seen with their own eyes. It's amazing. Propaganda.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Oreck tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Yeah, driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Yeah, driving to Valero for all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Ah! Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies. But they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.E. Johnson, a family company.
The handshake. It means pleasure to meet you, or good seeing you again. But it can also say, hey, hand me some salmonella. Don't let germs halt your handshakes. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So shake hands, but use Purell. Because without it, Bob, meet Becky, is more like E. coli meets Streptococcus. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
Past the hour, I've got to add this into the mix, and I hate to put it that way. Before I do that, the situation with the doctors at who assisted in torture. But before I do that, apparently the caller from Tampa, what was his name? Kathy, our Tampa bureau chief. Lowell. Either I got that all screwed up, or Lowell was not being very clear on it. But this U.S. Senate race in Florida, I guess they're talking about the primary. I got an email here from Meta, and she says, Mike, since the caller mentioned her, will you just briefly tell folks that Betty Castor, who's running for U.S. Senate in Florida, is a recommended candidate of Emily's list? Of course, you can go to that page, and you know, if you don't know what Emily's list is, you should, and you can find it out for yourself. Just do a Google on it if you don't know. Meta says, Betty Castor, Florida's former Commissioner of Education, is a six-year veteran of the state Senate, the first woman president pro tem of the Florida Senate, the first woman to hold a Florida cabinet position. She can beat Bush's handpicked candidate if she can win in a tough August 31st Democratic primary against well-funded rivals. The situation with the professor, I believe he's a professor, and I'm drawing a blank on his last name, is Sammy, what was his name, Kathy? Anyway, what I was trying to get from Lowell was which candidate was treating that as if it were a valid charge of terrorism against what I think all evidence indicates the man had nothing whatsoever. I don't know. Hell, now I'm totally confused. But let me just say this. If this candidate, Betty Castor, is backed by Emily's list, I know it's not good to say, well, that's a blanket endorsement, but as far as I'm concerned, it is. All right? And I totally misunderstood, I'm sure, what Lowell was trying to say. Now, as a matter of fact, okay, DJ is calling from Fort Lauderdale. DJ, maybe you can very quickly straighten this out for me. DJ, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you fine.
Okay, yeah. Actually, I'm Daryl. You can call me Daryl, DJ, whatever.
Okay, Daryl.
Yeah, the reason that I was calling was in reference to the Florida Senate race. I happen to like all of the Democratic candidates that are running. Mm-hmm. Peter Deutsch is my congressman. He's a good, strong Democrat on so many issues.
Right.
But where I draw issue with him is that he's an unapologetic supporter of the war in Iraq.
Okay.
And he supported the invasion. He felt it was the right thing to do. Betty Castor, on the other hand, didn't. And she's also received the endorsement of Howard Dean and his political action committee,
uh-huh.
Democracy for America. They're all good candidates, but the reason I can't support Peter Deutsch is because I feel so strongly about this war, and he agrees with our decision to go in there, and
that's the one issue that really, really, for me. Yeah,
is a major factor here.
Well, doesn't that, DJ, doesn't that beg the question then? John Kerry supports the war, too, and the invasion.
Yeah, he does. I didn't support John Kerry during the primary. However, he is, you know, the nominee, and I'm going to support him because he's a heck of a lot better than what we have now.
Yeah, okay. Well,
the war in Iraq is a major issue, and I also was disappointed in and John Kerry's answer last week, in which he stated that he probably still would have voted the same way, and that troubled me. But
yeah, all right. Well, then you did what a lot of us Democrats did. You supported your candidate up through the primary season. In my case, it was Kucinich, with the understanding that come the general election, we're going to support the Democrat no matter what, unless it was Joe Lieberman, and Lieberman is like Zell Miller. He's just nothing but a Republican, claims to be a Democrat. All right, thanks for clearing that up, DJ. I appreciate it.
All righty. Well, thank you. And again, I'm so glad that, you know, at least here in South Florida, we have, you know, a chance of doing, you know, going Democratic. But I know with you being based out of Georgia right now, it's not a, you know,
No chance, and that's a shame because the middle class and the working class in Georgia would benefit by getting Bush the hell out of office. But they're psychotic here. This is the buckle of the Bible Belt, and as long as you have religious fanatics running around saying "kill a Muslim for Christ," you know you're going to have that kind of attitude. Thanks, DJ.
Thank you.
All right, sir. We got another break coming. Damn. I don't know how much this got more coverage in the foreign press. I don't know that it got any coverage in the American press. I have no idea. I know Associated Press had an article about it. NewScientist.com, British Medical Journal, a couple of overseas papers. But doctors working for the U.S. military in Iraq collaborated with interrogators in the abuse of detainees at Abu Ghraib prison, and which it, just in terms of the Hippocratic Oath, is a profound breach of medical ethics and human rights, isn't it? Now, this is reported in the Lancet Medical Journal, very respected British medical journal, and it says, in a scathing analysis of the behavior of military doctors, nurses, and medics, University of Minnesota professor Stephen Miles called for reform of military medicine and an official investigation into the role played by physicians and other medical staff in the torture scandal. He cites evidence that doctors or medics falsified death certificates to cover up homicides, hid evidence of beatings, and revived a prisoner so he could be further tortured. No reports of abuses were initiated by medical personnel until the official investigation into Abu Ghraib began, he found. In this week's edition of Lancet, he writes, the medical system collaborated with designing and implementing psychologically and physically coercive interrogations. Army officials stated that a physician and a psychiatrist helped design, approve, and monitor interrogations at Abu Ghraib. A U.S. military spokesman said, oh, okay, well, the incidents recounted came primarily from the Pentagon's own investigation of the abuses. Oh, really? The Pentagon investigated this, and you don't know about it, and I don't know about it? Do you understand what has happened here? I've got some more on this when we come back from the break. But we now have American doctors who are participating in torture, who are phoning, making phony death certificates. People who are murdered under interrogation are now listed as accidental deaths. Can you say Mengele? Can you say death camps in Germany? This is. I can't handle this. I can't handle this. Let's take a break so I can try to get it together, and then we'll come back and talk about it.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, today's the day. Don't miss another moment to talk to your doctor about Cialis. Because Cialis is here. Find out today if a free sample of prescription Cialis Tadalafil is right for you. You can learn more about Cialis by visiting www.cialis.com or by calling 1-8774-CIALIS. Cialis is here. Are you ready?
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 Motels are individually owned and operated.
What that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month, so listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or you drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist,
I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
The Maturity Report.
Somebody posted on the blog last night. He said, I can't stand hearing Janine and Sam bicker. I don't think I'm going to listen to the show again. It makes for a lousy show.
We had four other people who said...
I don't have a problem with the contents of the show. I just... The open went from, like, Dash's music to, like, country to, like, Bruce Springsteen. I was like... The opening just had more mood swings than... And I'm on lithium, so I would know.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
A U.S. military spokesman said the incidents recounted by Mr. Miles in The Lancet came primarily from the Pentagon's own investigation of the abuses. Lieutenant Colonel Barry Johnson, U.S. Army spokesman for detainee operations in Iraq, said, quote, many of these cases remain under investigation and charges will be brought against any individual where there is evidence of abuse. In a related matter, two military officials in Washington said last Thursday that a high-level Army inquiry will cite medical personnel who knew of abuse at Abu Ghraib but did not report it up the chain of command. Miles gathered evidence from U.S. congressional hearings, sworn statements of detainees and soldiers, medical journal accounts, press reports to build a picture of physician complicity, and in certain cases, active participation by medical personnel in abuse at the Baghdad prison, as well as in Afghanistan and at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center in Cuba. In one example, cited in a sworn statement, a prisoner collapsed and was apparently unconscious after a beating. Medical staff revived the detainee, allowing the abuse to continue. A military police officer reported a medic inserted an intravenous tube into the corpse of a detainee who died while being tortured to create evidence that he was alive at the hospital. At prisons in both Iraq and Afghanistan, quote, physicians routinely attributed detainees' deaths on death certificates to heart attacks, heat stroke, and natural causes without noting the real cause of the death. Miles cites an example in the Lancet article from a Human Rights Watch report in which soldiers tied a beaten detainee to the top of his cell door and gagged him. The death certificate indicated he died of, quote, natural causes during his sleep, end quote. However, after media coverage, the Pentagon changed the cause of death to homicide by blunt force injuries and suffocation. Dr. Robert J. Lifton, a psychiatrist at Harvard University-affiliated Cambridge Hospital, who wrote a book on doctors and torture in Nazi Germany, called The Lancet Analysis, quote, a very good detailed description of violations of medical policies involving medical ethics, end quote. This is what we've come to under George W. Bush. The Australian newspaper, the Sydney Morning Herald, has a headline today, Hippocratic Oath, a Casualty of War. It's just horrifying. It's just horrifying. American doctors and medical personnel, don't somebody send me the Hippocratic Oath, but isn't the first line, first, do no harm? Isn't that how it begins, Kathy? First, do no harm? or something like that. If you can do no good, at least do no harm, or something to that effect. The World Medical Association, an umbrella group for national medical associations, reiterated its policy of condemning any doctor's involvement in abuse or torture of detainees. You can find this. You can find these articles. Various codes from the Hippocratic Oath to the 1975 World Medical Association Declaration in Tokyo to the Geneva Convention that prohibits doctors from colluding in any way in torture. I mean, what the hell has happened? What the hell has happened? Wasn't this one of the more horrible aspects that we found out in our history books about what the Nazis did in Treblinka and Dachau and Bergen-Belsen and Auschwitz and all the other death camps? Where the Nazis decided it was okay to use medically trained personnel in tortures of the most sophisticated type. Let's take naked human beings and submerge them in freezing water and see how long before they die. Let's put them on fire and see how, and we are assisting in torture of Iraqis. What in the name of Christ, Allah, Muhammad, Moses, pick your deity, I don't care. What have the Iraqi people done to deserve what we are putting on them? What? I'm asking, challenging, begging, defying anybody to tell me what the Iraqi people have done to us. What have they done to us? What has Muqtada al-Sadr done to us? What did Saddam Hussein do to us? What is this? Are we not aware of how we are poisoning our path with this? We're not the good guys any longer, folks. We are as sick and perverted as Idi Amin, as Mao Zedong, as the Somoza family, as... God, I was brought up in a different time, a naive time. You know, I was brought up to believe that we were the good guys, that no matter what, that we were on the side of truth and decency and honor and justice and fair play and ethics and morality and it's gone, isn't it? It's gone. I don't care. I don't care if this pisses you off. I don't care if this is your first time you're listening to the program. You say, well, I'm not listening to this son of a bitch ever again. You know, I frankly don't care. That's where we are. That's where we are now. Huh? That's where we are. Who got us here? How did we get to this point? How do we get to the point where we can invade other countries and butcher people and blow people to pieces? How do we get to the point where we can put people, lock them up, no charges, and torture them and take pictures of it and laugh about it? How do we get to the point where we have our doctors, our medically trained personnel, who now assist in torture? That's where we are. This is a corrupt country. Do you understand that? Face it. You and I live in a corrupt country. Thanks a lot, Mr. Bush. You pig. You awful, awful man. You and your people. And to the United States military, who allow this to happen, who encourage this to happen, damn you. Damn you. Damn you. Damn you. Shame on you. Shame on all of you. To any officer who understood that this was going on, shame on you for turning your head. Shame on you for allowing this to happen. You have just absolutely defiled your uniform. These are human beings. And to any doctor or medical personnel who's even come close, who's even been in the same county as the Hippocratic Oath, you are going to burn in hell. You are doomed. You are finished. And there is no redemption from this. To take a human being in these kind of conditions and assist in torture, there's no redemption. None. Your ass is doomed for all eternity for doing this. Because you have the power to stop it, and you don't. How did we get here? How did we get here? In Cuba, Afghanistan, in Iraq. And the ones that we don't torture, we turn over to the thugs in Syria, the thugs in Jordan, the thugs in Egypt. Here, you guys torture this batch. That's where we are. This is America now. Hang your head. Are you an American? I don't care what your affiliation is. I don't care if you're a progressive. I don't care if you think the sun rises and sets into Dennis Kucinich's eyeballs. Hang your head in shame, just like I'm doing. Just like I'm doing. This is horrifying. Horrifying. It's one thing for half-witted, uneducated grunts like these soldiers, so-called. They're not soldiers. They're punks who are involved in all those pictures and all those CDs. It's one thing for these uneducated swine to get involved in this sort of thing. But doctors, for God's sake! You're an American? You listen to this program? Hang your head in shame. Hang your head in shame because you and I allow this to happen. Tonight, we're sitting here and we're allowing this to happen because it's still happening. And we're not doing anything about it. Nothing. Nothing. We're talking about John Kerry's Swift boat bull crap. And we've got American soldiers. People operating under the American flag. We've got American doctors who are butchering and torturing and killing people. Do y'all understand that? Do you understand that? Do you understand what that means? We are attacking religious shrines. Oh, they're fake religion, obviously. Islam, there's no truth there, right? The United States of America tonight is a moral rat hole. Do you understand that? It is a filth hole. It is full of this kind of degeneracy. We produce these kinds of people now. We produce a command structure that allows this, encourages this. We have a political class that says, yeah, this is good, this is fine. Torture the bastards, kill them, rip their guts out, make them talk. And if they won't talk, bring them to, bring the doctors in, and do it to them again. I'm sick of this. I am sick of this. That's where we are tonight. How does it feel? How does it feel? You know how it feels to me? It's disgusting. It is horrifying. I've got a month-old daughter that I have brought into this kind of a world and this kind of America. Kathy and I have a new daughter. How in the name of Christ am I going to say to my daughter when she gets old, oh yeah, we tortured people, honey. That's what we did. We invaded a country with no provocation. We took their people and locked them up. And then we put them in naked piles and we beat them and we murdered them. And then we had our doctors pretend like they died of natural causes. Tell me, how am I going to tell my daughter that? My adult children have already tuned it out because they can't stand it either. How do you stand it, huh? How do you stand it? You're listening to this program. You're listening to me freak out. How do you stand it? I'm afraid of America. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of America. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day.
for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Seasonal allergies are in full bloom, Ragweed.
A great time to make them suffer, Pollen.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of Once Daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects alone may include headache, cold, or backache.
Long-lasting Allegra takes the fun out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take Once Daily Allegra. The relief goes on.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Before the hour, the Toronto Star, the Australian newspaper reports it, the British press reports it, Toronto Star faked death certificates. Report says helped design torture at Abu Ghraib. U.S. military doctors and medics were complicit in the torture of Iraqi detainees and fake death certificates to try to cover up homicides. Jesus. Let me do this. Credits tonight, as always. Program here in Atlanta, of course, produced by Catherine Bay. Thanks to Linda Blake for answering your calls in New York. Program engineered in New York by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Senior correspondent is Chris in Minnesota. Thanks to Ben Birch at thewhiteroadsociety.org for archiving the programs. You won't see any of this stuff. You won't see this on the 6 o'clock news or the 7, whatever, network news. You won't see O'Reilly or Tweety Bird or anybody talking about this. American doctors, American, you know, people that came out of America's heartland, American homes, some of them from obviously economically borderline country, communities that joined the military because there's no work, there's nothing there, all the way up to people who have gotten medical degrees, and I say up, I'm talking economically, you know what the hell I'm talking about here. Is this what we've come to? Apparently it is. And I don't want any part of this. I really don't. Stay here and fight and change it is, the attitude that I've always had, right? Haven't you? When you first took to the streets, wasn't to change things? I don't care what your issue was. Civil rights, human rights, end this war, end that war, prevent this war, prevent the bombing, stop the bombs. I can remember standing in a park in Richmond, Virginia, near Richmond Professional Institute in 1965, handing out ban the bomb balloons, for Christ's sake. Ban the bomb balloons. And here we are. This is where we've come in 40 years. We've come to the point now where our doctors... Oh, okay. It's not all the doctors. Where's the American Medical Association on this? Where's Dan Rather? Where's Peter Jennings? Where is somebody? Where's somebody on this issue? Our doctors now participate like Nazis did in torturing people who have done what? What have they done?
Well, that's what the torture's for, Mike. We're not sure.
So, in a few minutes, when Kathy and I take our one-month-old child and go home, you know, and tune in some of the replays of some of the news programs across the cable network sewer spectrum, and look at all the talk about John Kerry's record and George Bush's record, and see that lying thug standing there at Prairie Chapel. You know, and think that even as I'm sitting there in my living room watching a recap of the day's filth that passes for the day's news, even as I'm sitting there, the chances are that someplace in some godforsaken hole in Afghanistan, Afghan people are being tortured and butchered and murdered by my fellow Americans, either private contractors or military or now, for God's sake, doctors. This is what we've come to. This is what this country's come to. Do you indict the entire society, Mike, because of the supposed actions of a few? Yes, absolutely. Because it's not the actions of a few, truth seeker. It's the action of almost 300 million of us. I don't believe in sliding out from under responsibility. This is my country. This is my system of government. I put people in office. I have allowed my country to sink to the level that my doctors now torture prisoners. I have sunk to the level that my fellow Americans, young people, put on the uniform of this country and go torture people and pile them into huge piles of naked bodies and make them masturbate and make them simulate sex. And I do all this, I allow this to happen so that I can have CDs and show them to my friends and giggle and laugh at other human beings being humiliated, being butchered and murdered. I do this! Because I'm sitting here tonight, you see. I'm sitting here in this safe little studio in the foothills of the North Georgia Mountains. and I'm responsible for this. And I hang my head in shame. I am so ashamed. When I read this article about American doctors, I had an urge to puke, just to vomit. This is my country. These are my doctors. This is my military. So here we are. Here you are too, pal and palette. You know, y'all can't escape this any more than I can. This is on your back. Go to sleep tonight and think about it. Okay? It's on my back. I don't know how in the hell I'm going to... Well, yeah, I do. I'll just go home and have two or three Jack Blacks and Coca-Cola and go to sleep. But you and I tonight are complicit in the torture of innocent people. We are complicit in allowing, encouraging our doctors to stuff tubes into corpses to cover up a murder. Jesus, I can't handle that. That's where we are. That's what our command and control structure in the military is allowed. That's what our political structure has encouraged and ordered. And that's what we, the people, have put in place. And I don't have too much more to say tonight. I didn't want to get into this topic until the very end of the program because I knew I couldn't handle it. And I can't. Okay? I can't handle this. I'm not strong enough. I've had too many children. I've had too many grandchildren. I have sat beside too many beds of my little kids and wonder what the hell I've got to hand off to them. I'll see you tomorrow.
My bills, adding, subtracting, ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops, I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull define Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins. In 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, flip. Stamp.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush is calling for an end to campaign ads run by independent groups. Bush said that includes the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth ads that accused John Kerry of lying about his military service. The president said his Democratic challenger should be proud of his war record, but he stopped short of condemning the charge that Kerry lied about his actions in Vietnam. The Kerry campaign said Bush needs to go a step further. Vice presidential candidate John Edwards says Bush needs to demand that the ads no longer appear on TV. And three veterans who served in Vietnam with John Kerry are coming out against the Veterans for Truth ad campaign. One of them is Rich McCann of Chagrin Falls, Ohio, who supports Kerry after serving with him in Vietnam.
We were in firefights together. I found John Kerry to be an honorable, brave individual. And I said it in 1969, I'll say it again today. If I had to go back up a river and come under fire, I'd want John Kerry watching my back.
And Rhode Island Congressman Patrick Kennedy says the president has no credibility when it comes to the issue of military service.
To take on a decorated war veteran, call into question his heroism, and this is by someone who never even went to Vietnam. I find it incredible.
Kennedy says while Kerry went willingly, George Bush, quote, opted out of Vietnam and looked for every way he could to get out of serving. U.S. forces have launched new assaults against